O daughters of Zion, O Abraham's sons.
Hello, Pastor Brandon here for our readings for Thursday, April 2nd, 2020. Today, we'll be digging in the Psalm 44, 1 through 8, Exodus 38, and Matthew 27, 45 through 56. We'll be starting with Psalm 44, 1 through 8. O God, we have heard with our ears, our fathers have told us what deeds you performed in their days, in the days of old. You, with your own hand, drove out the nations, but them you planted, you afflicted the peoples, but them you set free. For not by their own sword did they win the land, nor did their own arm save them, but your right hand and your arm and the light of your face, for you delighted in them. You are my King, O God. Ordain salvation for Jacob. Through you we push down our foes. Through your name we tread down those who rise up against us. For not in my bow do I trust, nor can my sword save me. But you have saved us from our foes and have put to shame those who hate us. In God we have boasted continually, and we will give thanks to your name forever. Selah. Exodus 38. He made the altar of burnt offerings of acacia wood. 5 cubits was its length, and 5 cubits was its breadth. It was square. 3 cubits was its height. He made horns for it on its 4 corners. Its horns were of 1 piece with it, and he overlaid it with bronze. And he made all the utensils of the altar, the pots, the shovels, the basins, the forks, and the fire pans. He made all its utensils of bronze. And he made for the altar a grating, a network of bronze under its ledge, extending halfway down. He cast 4 rings on the 4 corners of the bronze grating as holders for the poles. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with bronze. And he put the poles through the rings on the sides of the altar to carry it with them. He made it hollow with boards. He made the basin of bronze and its stand of bronze from the mirrors of the ministering women who ministered in the entrance of the tent of meeting. And he made the court for the south side. The hangings of the court were of fine twined linen, 100 cubits. Their 20 pillars and their 20 bases were of bronze, but the hooks of the pillars and their fillets were of silver. And for the north side, there were hangings of 100 cubits. Their 20 pillars and their 20 bases were of bronze, but the hooks of the pillars and their fillets were of silver. And for the west side were hangings of 50 cubits, their 10 pillars and their 10 bases. And the hooks of the pillars and their fillets were of silver. And for the front of the east, 50 cubits, the hangings for the one side, the gate were 15 cubits with their 3 pillars and their 3 bases. And so for the other side, on both sides of the gate of the court, were hangings of 15 cubits with their 3 pillars and their 3 bases. And all the hangings around the court were of fine twined linen. And the bases for the pillars were of bronze, but the hooks of the pillars and their fillets were of silver. The overlaying of their capitals was also of silver. And all the pillars of the court were filleted with silver. And the screen was The screen for the gate of the court was embroidered with needlework in blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twined linen. It was 20 cubits long and 5 cubits high in its breadth, corresponding to the hangings of the court, and their pillars were 4 in number. Their 4 bases were of bronze, their hooks of silver, and the overlaying of their capitals and their fillets of silver, and all the pegs for the tabernacle and for the court all around were of bronze. These are the records of the tabernacle of the testimony, as they were recorded at the commandment of Moses. The responsibility of the Levites under the direction of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. Bezaleel, the son of Uri, son of Ur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that the Lord commanded Moses. And with him was Oholiab, the son of Ahishamach, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and designer and embroiderer in blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twined linen. All the gold that was used for the work and all the construction of the sanctuary, the gold from the offering was 29 talents and 730 shekels by the shekel of the sanctuary. The silver for those of the congregation who were recorded was 100 talents and 1,775 shekels by the shekel of the sanctuary. A beka, a head that is half a shekel by the shekel of the sanctuary. For everyone who was listed in the records from 20 years old and upward, for 603,550 men, the 100 talents of silver were for casting the bases of the sanctuary and the bases of the veil, and 100 bases for the 100 talents, a talent a base. And for the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars and overlaid their capitals and made fillets for them. The bronze that was offered was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. With it, he made the bases for the entrance of the tent of meeting, the bronze altar, and the bronze grating for it, and all the utensils of the altar, the bases around the court, and the bases of the gate of the court, all the pegs of the tabernacle, and all the pegs around the court. Matthew 27, verses 45 through 56. Now, from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, this man is calling Elijah. And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. But the other said, wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were open, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, truly, this was the Son of God. There were also many women there looking on from a distance who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, among whom were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. Let's stop and look at this Matthew reading, and look in particular at what happens when Jesus dies on the cross. It says, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. What's the significance of that? The significance of this curtain was it was the curtain between the Holy of Holies, the place where God was supposed to reside in Israel, and the rest of the temple. The symbolic nature of this curtain, this was a thick curtain. I mean, a really thick curtain. The symbolic nature of this just splitting in two, which is not something any curtain would just do on its own, is that God's presence is no longer confined to the temple, but has burst forth to fill the world. Because God's presence is everywhere. It's not in a small room in a small temple in the middle of Israel. No, God's presence is everywhere. And God is accessible anywhere. We don't need a temple. We don't need a building. Isn't that prophetic and wonderful for this time that we find ourselves in? We don't need a building to be in the presence of God, for the presence of God is everywhere. It says, the earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. The penalty of sin, death, is no more. And yes, these who were raised would one day experience a physical death, but spiritually they were alive in Christ. They were alive in Christ. And isn't that wonderful that even the Gentiles, the Roman Gentiles, can say, truly, this was the Son of God, and this is the Son of God, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world and reconciles us with God right here, right now on the cross. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.